Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Nazir's Lamed Gimel. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf as long as Zechon and Shmas Liba Gavriel Bashmuel. This could go down as recorded as the shortest daf in all Shas. Tosfos on Lamed Gimel and Beis occupies the entire daf. Don't blame Tosfos. He didn't format the page. The formatting was done later. Whoever printed the Gemara, And all these tosafim, most of the tosafim, are not even relevant to today's daf. They're tosafim that are backlogged from Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis. So the truth of the matter is, there's very little on today's daf. Let's get started. We're starting in the Mishnah Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis. We're starting with the Mishnah of Hayim Mahalchin. This is the fifth parak of the Masechta. Tomorrow, sometime early tomorrow, Mir Tzoshem, we're going to finish the parak. Right, the parak ends right in the middle of Lamed Dalet. This parak is dedicated to Nozi Batos. Right, the topic of discussion since the beginning of the parak, which is only three short days ago, it's a very short parak, is the machlokus. Two short days ago. The parak started in Lamed Aleph. Okay, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, and half of Lamed Aleph. 3.5 dapim. So the parak started off with a basic machlokus, a fundamental machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding making a neder betos, or any kind of hektesh betos. You mocked something and you made a mistake. So the first example given in the parak is, let's say an animal comes out, you say, before it comes out, you say, you know what, the first black animal comes out of my house, it's going to be hektesh. And then out trots a white animal. So Beis Shammai says, good, congratulations, you were mocked that animal. So what do you mean? You said black, the animal's white, you made a mistake. And Beis Shammai is of the opinion that we're going to overlook the mistake. I mean, not to his benefit, but we're overlooking the mistake. Now, he wanted to be Makdish an animal, outcome of the animal. He thought it was black, it turned out to be white. Okay, it's Makudish. It belongs to Hekdish. This is Shitas Beis Shammai. As I pointed out from the beginning of the parak, it's a very hard shita to understand. It's very difficult. Generally speaking, in the world of transaction, Mecca Chumemkar, any time you have any type of miscommunication between buyer and seller, so that's it. Mekachtos said the transaction is voided. So here, obviously, there was a miscommunication. The obvious difference over here is that there's no miscommunication between one person and another person. Mm-hmm. Meaning, in general transactions, you have a buyer and you have a seller. Here, you have a buyer and a understood. Right, so good. So there's one person involved in this transaction that could be part of the reason why it's different according to Beit Shammai. Anyway, that sheet is Beit Shammai. And Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says if you set a black animal and then the first animal comes out as white, it does not have Kedusha. It's not injected with Kedusha. And since that point in time, so we've been discussing the Gemara, the Mishnayos, the Gemara, and a whole series of Tosafim. We spent a lot of time with this topic in terms of giving good definition of what exactly means to be a mekachtos. A hektish betos. And under what circumstances would Beit Shammai say that it's mekudosh and Beis Hillel say it's not mekudosh? Tos was pointed out, and we saw this yesterday, that there are times when even Beit Shammai is going to agree that it doesn't belong, that's not mekudosh. So for example, Tos says in yesterday's Mishnah, the Misha Nadar Ben Nazir. This is a Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Misha Nadar Ben Nazir Vinishal Chacham. You made a neder and you went to a Chacham and you say to the Chacham, hey, what's going on? And the Chacham says to you, oh no, it's fine, everything's fine. So Tosfos says that Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai. So obviously it's also going like Beis Hillel, but it's even going like Beis Shammai. So Tosfos says because sometimes you're wanting something to belong to Hekdesh, you want to make the neder and you made a little mistake. Okay, so we're going to go past the mistake. But however, if there was a question at the point of origination, meaning you don't even know if you got the whole thing started, because sometimes you say something, it's not even correct what you're saying. So even Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel. So at that point in time, doesn't even get started, doesn't even get going. So even there are ta'usim, there are mistakes that even Beis Shammai would agree is not going to get going. Last Mishnah we saw yesterday, very interesting Mishnah. A group of Nazirim came up from the south to bring their carbon in the Beis HaMikdash with only one small problem, and that of course is that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And so what can we do regarding their Nazirus, their Nadir? Can we uproot it? Can we not uproot it? Can they go to a Chacham? And the Mishnah made a hard line in the sand. The Mishnah says, depends. If the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed after they made their Nadir, no good. That's now, that Pesach would be based on a Nola, to be based on a future event. Meaning from the point that they made their Nadir, the circumstances that would lead them to want to absolve themselves hasn't yet occurred, and therefore the neder cannot be revoked, and they're going to be indefinitely nazirim. If the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed before they made their neder, they just didn't know about it. So the Mishnah says, then they can get a Pesach, they can get an entrance and exit. exit, I should say, out of their neder. Okay, quick summary of some of the basic issues that we've been discussing since the beginning of the parak.
Yeah, just interesting that it was never discussed the case of iftach neder.
The Gemara, it would have been. I said this from the very beginning of the parak. It would have been a great opportunity for the Gemara to bring up Yiftach.
Right, it didn't.
I understand it didn't, but like, right. When I think of that first mission, this parak. It's an obvious parallel that Yiftach is basically that. Meaning that's a, you know, it's a neder patos.
So
according to Beit Shammai, she has. To wrap our head around the whole story to begin with is very hard. But yes, in other words, if we wanted to fit it into the machlokes Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beit Shammai would say Mekudosh.
Yeah.
And Beis Hillel would say no, it's not. It's, in other words, it's not what. In other words, the only thing I'm thinking off the cuff, and it's never good, but I'm thinking off the cuff. In our case, you say the first black animal. In other words, you're very clear about what you want. It's just, you know, a detail in the what Yiftach says is the first thing that comes out of my house.
A
human also can't be offered on the Mizbeach as well. Right. Correct. The Torah is very anti human offerings. Right. Except for one, you know, one. Correct. Agreed. Okay, we start with the Mishnah now on Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, this Mishnah is going to strike familiar because we've seen this Mishnah before, just not in the Mishnah. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah before. Hayim ha'alchem b'derech, so they're walking on the way. And this Mishnah is borders on comedy in terms of just the case that's being constructed. But the Mishnah obviously is trying to make a point. Ve'echa b'kenegdan. And here comes the guy. And so we're looking at the guy and we're all taking bets in terms of who this guy is. Like, who is this guy? And echad mehem, I'm sorry. Amar echad mehem areni nazir shezeh ploni. So the first guy says, you know, that's Reuven. I'm telling you, it's Reuven. Look at him. I know we can't see the face yet. He's too far away, but he looks just like Reuven. He walks just like Reuven. The body type is, it looks just like it's Reuven. I'm telling you. And just to make sure that everyone knows how serious I am, I'm going to be a nazir if I'm right. Okay. Usually you don't reward yourself with the zeros. Usually you punish yourself in the zeros. But okay, I'm telling you, I'm right. And now Amar Harini Nazir Shein Zeploni. The second guy now in this Moshav, in this very esteemed grouping over here. So the second guy says, no, it's not Reuven. You're wrong. Right, I'm telling you it's not Reuven. And Harini Nazir. So, and he says, again, just to validate that I'm right, and I know I'm so right, I'm telling you it's not Reuven, and I'm going to be a Nazir. Now, I'm not sure if I said this for the first guy, but I have to be clear because this point is going to become critical. They're not saying that the Nazirus is contingent on their belief. If they said that their Nazirus is contingent on their belief, that's what's called a Tanai. Okay, and then the Nazir, he's or he's not going to be a Nazir based on the Tanai. He's... Huh? It's not a Tanai because he's just simply making a fact, what he believes is a factual statement. It's incorrect, but he's making... Well, we talked about this earlier. In the world of Neder, you may not need to make a Tanai Kafel. Tosu says that a Tanai Kafel is when you're having two people transact with one another. But if one person is just making a Neder, he doesn't need a Tanai Kafel. Anyway, you'll see. If it were Tanai, so then we'd be operating with a different set of rules. But anyway, each one of them is making what they believe is a factual statement. Now, of the first two people, one of them has to be wrong. Because he either is, your two options are, this person's coming either is Reuven or he's not Reuven. Those are your two options. There can't be a third option. So of the first two people who are now banking on the fact that he's either is or is not Reuven, so one of them is going to be wrong. Okay.
It's not Tanai because he didn't say if.
Correct.
It's in fact.
Say, She'echa mikem nazir. So a third guy's there. And the third guy says, you know, I'm also ready to take on Naziris. And you know, one of you going to be a Nazir. Now he's right. The third guy is right. Meaning, of the first two, one of them is right, one of them is wrong. So the third guy now stands to be a Nazir because he says, my Naziris is going to be banking on the fact that one of the first two guys is going to be a Nazir. There's a fourth guy. And he says, you know, one of you guys is not going to be a Nazir. Now, he's also right. Because one of the first two guys is incorrect. So, the fourth guy now declares his Nazirs, banking on the idea that one of the first two guys is not going to be a Nazir. Shishnechem Nizirim. Now we get to the fifth guy. Fifth guy, interesting. Fifth guy says, you know, you first two guys, you both are going to be Nizirim. I'm going to be Nazir based on the fact that the first two guys are going to be Nizirim. Now, they both can't be right. It's impossible. Only one of the first two are going to be right. Okay, hold on just 1 second. Shekuchem Nizirim. And then there's a sixth guy. And the sixth guy looks at all the first five guys and he says, you know, I'm going to be a Nazir based on the fact that the five of you are going to be a Nazir. Okay. I understand that, but in other words, they're all. I just know that that's what he's saying because of the next line of the Mishnah. Beis Shammai.
I'm sorry. Isn't each person banking on what the first person said?
Well, right, and you're looking at it as like a sequence, like a set of dominoes. Okay, just wait 1 second. You'll see. Beis Shammai Armim Kula Nazirin. So Beis Shammai says every one of them is going to be a Nazir. Everyone, all six of them are going to be a Nazir. Why? So again, because this is the fifth parak of Nazir, of the Masechta, in which we're learning that according to Beis Shammai, you make a statement, the declaration of Nazirs, and you connect it with an incorrect statement. Beis Shammai says, okay, the statement may be incorrect, but you're still going to be a Nazir. Meaning, because that's exactly the theme of the fifth parak. The theme of the fifth parak is that according to Beis Shammai, even though you were wrong, it's still going to be a Hektish. Hektish, Tos, have a Hektish. So here also, of the first two guys, one of them is wrong. Beis Shammai will tell you, good, they're wrong. Doesn't matter. They made a declaration of Nazirus. So because they made a declaration of Nazirus, even though they attached it to an incorrect statement, still the declaration is going to be a valid declaration. Ah, good. Okay, so that is Shitas Beis Shammai. And so therefore, all six of them. Now, some of them are right, some of them wrong. Beis Shammai's position is inconsequential. I don't care who's right, who's wrong. They all declare themselves to be a Nazir, they're going to be a Nazir. Beis Hillel Omrim, Eino Nazir, Ela Misha Lonis Kaimu Dvara. Now, Beis Hillel's of the opinion, no. The only one who's going to be a Nazir is only those people who are wrong. Now, what you would expect the Mishnah to say is, only those people who are right. Right? What happened over there in the Mishnah where it says Shalonis Kaim Dvarav? Right? If we were writing the Mishnah, that's a big if we were writing the Mishnah, we would have written Eino Nazir Ela Mishinis Kaim Dvarav. So stay tuned. Gemara right away is going to pounce on that line of the Mishnah. That line of the Mishnah is hard to understand. Impossible, almost. Okay, so stay tuned. The Gemara is going to deal with that. But in the meantime, however, let's explain Beis Hillel Kipshuto, not Kipshuto, but what probably he means, and that is whoever ended up being right is going to be a Nazir. So that would be person number one or two, right? One of them is going to be right. So one or two, three and four, right? They're also both right. Meaning three said one of the first two guys is going to be a Nazir. Four said one of the first two guys is not going to be a Nazir. So three and four are right. Five is not right. Well, five said the first two are going to be a Nazir.
Can't be.
So five is not right, and six is not right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way we have it mapped out.
It says that you two are Nazir, it's pointing to who?
The first two guys.
So the first two guys.
Yeah.
So three and four.
Correct. No, he's five is pointing to one and two. I mean, that's how Tosafot presents it. So. Fine. So good. So we have it mapped out as either, according to Beis Hillel, one or two is going to be a Nazir, three and four are going to be a Nazir, not five and six. Okay. V'Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Einecha Mehen Nazir. And Rabbi Tarfon's of the opinion that nobody in the Mishnah is going to be a Nazir, for reasons which we're going to explain, and you've been here in the Masechta, and you've been following the Masechta long enough, you already know the answer, but nevertheless, we'll discuss what's behind Rabbi Tarfon a little bit later on. Here, Tira La'achal Rav. Now, remember how this whole comedic episode began? Six guys are standing together. Here comes a guy. I think it's, first one says, I think it's so-and-so. Second guy says, no, it's not. And we can go down the list, three, four, five, and six. And then what happens is, now, the way the Mishnah first presented himself is he finally comes over and he's identified and somebody's right and somebody's wrong. Here now the Mishnah discusses, what if the guy just simply turns around and runs away? So now, we never know the answer. He may or may not have been the guy. And it's an unresolved issue. So Hap says the Mishnah, what do we do? Eino Nazir. So according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, he's not a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomar. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, here's what you should say. Imaya Kidivarai Harini Nazir Chova. Well, the first person should say, look, I don't know. Now, if I'm right, I'm going to be a Nazir Chova. But if I'm not right, I'm going to give a Nazir Nedava. What's going on with Rabbi Shimon? Tosfos explains. Let me speak out Tosfos. Tosfos says, we have a problem. This is Tosfos' explanation to Rabbi Shimon. We have a very serious problem, significant problem, in that a person took on Suffolk Naziris. Now, how do we handle Suffolk Naziris? So machlokus amongst the Tanaim. But Rabbi Shimon says that whenever we have a Suffolk Nazir, we're going to be Machmir. So here came a guy. I said it was Reuven. I'm sure it was. Although right now we don't know for sure. Just I think I'm right. And then he turns around and then he runs away. So now what? So now according to Rabbi Shimon, he may be a Nazir. There's a chance. So Rabbi Shimon says he's a Suffolk Nazir. Oh, that's easy, right? It's not easy. It's terrible. Because now, as a Suffolk Nazir, so what are you going to do? You're going to count the days. You're going to serve your sentence of Nazirus. And then you're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbanos? Right, slow down. You can't do that. You can't bring Karbanos. You're going to offer an Ola and a Shlamim, okay? Then fine. Like we discussed a number of times already. But you can't bring a Karban Chatas. You don't know if you're a Nazir. You may be a Nazir. There's no Karban Chatas on a Suffolk. Now, there is a Hashem Talui, but that doesn't help you over here. Torah says to bring a Karban Chatas. So you don't know if you're a Karban Chatas, so you can't bring it. So now what? So now, okay, so you're not going to bring Karban Chatas. Well, if you're not going to bring Karban Chatas, you can't finish in Nazirus. And so basically, this person now is left in the world of limbo. So what do you do? That's what the Mishnah is addressing at the very end. Rabbi Shimon says, look, you're in a problem, but there is a solution. The solution is as follows. You're going to serve your term of Naziris, you're going to bring a carpet, and you just simply stipulate. You'll make it Tanai. And here's how the Tanai is going to work. I may or may not be a Nazir. Fine. If I'm a Nazir, so that, now that means that these carbonates that I'm going to bring is for my chovas, for my obligation that I already have. If I'm not a Nazir, so here's what I'll do. I'm going to now make a new declaration of Nazirs, and this is going to be for my new declaration of Nazirs. So you just simply operate with the Tanai, and that'll cover both bases of your suffix.
Shouldn't it be the same as the thing?
Could be. It could be.
Because at the end.
Okay. Yeah, and
the new declaration needs an additional 30 days.
Well, okay, that's what Phil's raising the same issue. So maybe the way I present it isn't perfectly accurate. Maybe he makes this declaration at the front end, not at the back end. Okay, yeah. Could be. We start with the Gemara, Mishlon is Kaimu Dvarav Amai, Havi Nazir. So the Gemara just jumps on that line of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, well, you know, whoever's right is not going to be a Nazir. To which the Gemara says, no. Or I should say, rather, whoever is wrong is going to be a Nazir. Right? And that doesn't make sense, and that's exactly what bothers the Gemara. So, Am Rav Yehuda, Emak Mish, Niskaimu Dvarav. So Rav Yehuda's solution to the Mishnah, it's not eloquent, but it's simple. Take out your pen, go back to the Mishnah, and just take out the word Shalom. So take out the word Shalom, and now the Mishnah reads really well. According to Beis Hillel, whoever was right is going to be a Nazir. Good. That's Rav Yehuda, but obviously that requires an editing of the Mishnah, and this always is a touchy issue amongst the Amoraim. Meaning you're like, I haven't yet done the study where like I can find like somebody consistently either edits or doesn't edit the Mishnah. So okay, I should do that. It'd be better if I knew that there would be a conclusion. You know, anytime you go into research and you know and then you come out with, you know, inconclusive, so then all those hours spent. But okay, that's what researching does. Sometimes it gets you somewhere and sometimes okay. Abaya Amar Kigonda Amar Inami La Plonihu. So take out the words Ihavi, Rabbi Sal Ransberg does. So I'm sorry. Kigon Dami Inami La Ploni who Nazir. So the according to Abaye, he actually changed his mind. So in other words, basically he said that he declared himself to be a Nazir if it is so and so, and then he says no. If it's not so and so, I'm going to be a Nazir. Basically, he just changed his position. So you're not editing the Mishnah, but you're adding another line into the Mishnah. Okay, so neither answer is great in terms of the simple pshat in the Mishnah. But again, you have to say something. Umaylon is kaimu dvarav. Now, when it says and he wasn't right, what do you mean? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it means. Lo niskaimu dvarav rishonim, el dvarav achronim. Meaning, on his original position, he wasn't right, but he changed his tune, and so therefore he wasn't right about his original position, but he was right about his second position. Okay. Hirtil Acharav. We're about to finish the daf. That was quick. Huh? Because we know Beit Shammai. And not only do we know Beit Shammai, but the Gemara in the beginning of the parak quoted this Mishnah just to make sure that we substantiated that we know what Beit Shammai says. So the Gemara already handled Beit Shammai in this Mishnah. So we're good. Now, right, and correct, a non accepted shita, but the Gemara already discussed it. Here, Tila Achor Ve'enu Nazir. Now, the Mishnah dealt with a scenario where he was coming towards us. We all took our bets in terms of who he was, and then he runs away. So now we have an inconclusive Nazirus, and now what? So to that, the Mishnah says, we have a machlokis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakhama says nobody's a Nazir. Sorry. Yeah. I was right. The Tanakhama says nobody's a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says, "No, now we're in the world of Suffolk." Time Mishum Diyotil Acharv Ha'asil Akaman Havi Nazir. Now, what's clear from the Mishnah? What's clear from the Mishnah is that there's an unstated position in the Mishnah, which is, what if he didn't turn around? Meaning, what if he came? So if he came, so somebody is going to be a Nazir. Money. Who is the author of that position? Meaning, when I say that position, I don't mean the explicitly stated position of the Mishnah. I mean the implicit statement of the Mishnah. Implicit within the Mishnah is the idea that if he keeps marching forward and he's identified, somebody's going to be a Nazir. So the Gemara says, so now, let's see if we can identify. So, and before we go further in the Gemara, we're already now on the top of Lamed Aleph, Aleph. Here, Tila Chorvein and Nazir, take a look at the Tosos, top Tosos on Lamed Aleph, Aleph. Okay, now we're back to regular formatting. Tosos is now on the same page. So, top Tosos, here, Tila Chorvein and Nazir, Ha'asala Kamen Havein Nazir. So Tosos just simply says, now, he comes to us, he's a Nazir. Money. Look, according to Beit Shammai, you don't need him to come here in order for you to become a Nazir. According to Beit Shammai, he can run away, and you're still going to be a Nazir. Because again, Beit Shammai says, not even Suffolk, meaning you could be wrong. Doesn't matter.
He said, I'm a Nazir.
Yeah, he's running. It doesn't matter. So according to Beit Shammai, you're going to be a Nazir even if he runs away. So our Mishnah doesn't fit in with Beit Shammai, that line of the Mishnah. So good. So we knock out Beit Shammai. Okay, let's keep going in Tosos. Okay, Beit Zil Nami Lo. De la Beit Zil Kevin de Ilu Asa Lakaman Havi Nazir. Oso Shin Is Kaim Udvarav Kinam Yatira Havi Safik Nazir. So the Gemara says, now according to Beit Zil, look, if he comes and identifies himself, whoever is right is going to be a Nazir. That sheet does Beit Zil. So now that means that if he doesn't come here and he runs away, somebody's going to be a Nazir B'Suffolk. And again, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying is that if he runs away, so according to this unauthored opinion of our Mishnah, nobody's going to be a Nazir. So it's not Beit Zil as well. Because Beit Zil would at least put the people under the category of Suffolk. Okay, so we knock out Beit Zil. So according to our Mishnah. Now let's continue. So now we knocked out, it's not Beit Shammai, it's not Beit Zil. What are we down to? We're down to Rabbi Tarfon. Can't be Rabbi Tarfon, then why not? Because we've said this already a number of times and we get to say it again. It's one of the beauties of learning a Masechta pretty quickly, you know, like we do in the daf.
If he comes,
Rabbi Tarfon's of the opinion that in order for someone to be a Nazir, at the point of declaration, you have to know everything that's going on. You have to always come from a position of, I'm being extraordinarily clear about my declaration of Nazirus. Once there's a point of no clarity, even if later on it becomes clear, Rabbi Tarfon is of the opinion, you're not a Nazir. Why? So the Gemara says a number of times, we're going to see it again in the Gemara in just a moment, because Nazirus is fundamentally rooted in the idea of Haflah. Haflah, which, by the way, when the Rambam talks about Nadarim, the section he calls it is called Haflah, because the idea of Haflah is clarity. You need perfect clarity when you make a Neder. Nazir is a subsection of Neder. When you declare yourself a Nazir, you have to say it with perfect clarity. And that's why, according to Rabbi Tarfon, this person, nobody's going to be a Nazir. Meaning, he's there, we're here, we can barely make him out, we don't know who it is, and everyone's taking guesses, and everyone is attaching the Nazirs to their guests. You're not going to be a Nazir, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Even if he comes and identifies himself, you're still not going to be a Nazir, according to Rabbi Tarfon.
For sure if he doesn't come.
Yeah, and for sure. And for sure if he doesn't come. Yeah, so good. That's a good question. Hedy, that's a really good question. So does Tanai work according to Rabbi Tarfon? I don't know. I'd like to think about that more. If somebody discusses it, I'll see if I can find it. It's a great question. I don't know the answer. So so now, good. So Tosos just explains to us now why the Gemara is so bewildered. Because here we have a line in the Mishnah where now, after going through the shitas of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Tarfon, the Mishnah does not fit into any three of those opinions, leaving us now wondering. And now we better understand the Gemara's question: who is the author of that opinion? So, Elam Rabbi Tarfon, top of Lamed Aleph Aleph. If you think it's Rabbi Tarfon, me having Nazir, given to Beshayt to Nazar Lo Yada E Ploni Hu VeElo. At the time when you made a nether, you didn't know if it was so-and-so or not. So, mi chalalan is zeros. And therefore, there's no chalos. You're not going to be a nazir. V'atanya, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. We've seen this Braisa already a number of times. We get to see it again. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Ein echa mehem nazir lefish lo nitna nazir zala afla. Rabbi Tarfon says that a person's not going to be a nazir unless at the point when he makes the declaration, he's saying it from a point of clarity. So, good question with a very clear understanding of we don't know who the Mishnah is following. It's not Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, not Rabbi Tarfon. What are we left with? Ela Rabbi Yehuda de Krihu. So it must be the Rabbi Yehuda of the Kri. The time the Gemara quotes the Braisa. We've seen this earlier as well. Harein Nazir Menashe Ishihei B'Kri Azeh Me'akur. Guy had such a great crop. It was unbelievable. And in the morning, he wakes up and the silo looks full. It looks huge. He wants to thank Hashem for providing him such a great crop. And he says, you know, here's what I'm going to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. And if there's me'akur, if there's 100 kor in there, so I'm going to be a nazir. Okay. V'halach umatzu shenignav. And then he goes away, comes back and to measure what's going on in the silo, and it turns out that it was stolen. Okay. Somebody took it. So now, Osha Avad, or it was lost. So, right? So philosophically, what a Nebuch, meaning the right, he was ready to thank Hashem and, you know, and become a Nazir and, you know, a very spiritual individual, and meanwhile, stolen. Okay. Right? Shouldn't have delayed, and now, yeah, right. Well, I was just thinking, what lessons can we learn from this? And also, you know, philosophically, Bechir Chavshis, meaning, you know, despite the fact that this person's religious, somebody else obviously isn't. And so, okay, everyone has Bechir Chavshis, they can still get stolen. Anyway, Rabbi Shimon, also Rabbi Yehuda Mati. Rabbi Shimon says, Asur, meaning the person's going to be a Nazir. Why should that be? So, because again, we learned this back in the Mishnah. We know. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a suffix. There may or may not have been a total of 100 kor within the silo. We don't know now. Could have been. Now he's a suffix. He's now a suffix Nazir, according to Rabbi Shimon. Exactly what we learned back in the Mishnah. But we don't want to talk about Rabbi Shimon right now. Who do we want to discuss? We want to discuss Rabbi Yehuda. Because the whole idea now is, who's arguing with Rabbi Shimon? Who's that first opinion? Oh, so it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon suffered Kevin de Ilolo Nignav Dilma Havi Be Meakor Vahavi Nazir Hashanami Havi Nazir. So look, according to Rabbi Shimon, we know there may have been 100 kor there. We don't know. He's therefore going to be a suffix nazir, like in our Mishnah. He may be so and so. We don't know. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he's going to be a nazir. But again, that's Rabbi Shimon. Who's the author of that opinion of the Mishnah of he's not a nazir? Who's that? And that's Rav Yehuda Dekri, because Rav Yehuda Dekri says in such a scenario, you're not going to be a Nazir. If you connect your Naziris to something where it's then undeterminable, according to Rav Yehuda, you're simply not going to be a Nazir. In other words, this relates to the basic issue of Suffolk Naziris. What happens in the world to Suffolk Naziris? So Rabbi Shimon says, I'll Suffolk, you're going to be a Nazir. Again, a Nazir but Suffolk. And that leads to a complication about the Karbanos. The Mishnah told us you make a Tanai, but in other words, but You have to deal with the fact that you may be a nazir. And Rav Yehuda says no. No, if you connect it with something which is now undeterminable, according to Rav Yehuda, you're not going to be a nazir. Rav Yehuda says, in general, a person doesn't put himself into a position of suffix. In fact, that's exactly how Tosfos expresses it. El Rav Yehuda decree who? Look at Tosfos. Third Tosfos down. I'll explain the difference. The answer is no, but just give me a second. I'll explain the difference. So, Rav Yehuda decree who? Da'amar, de'lo machid inish nafshil esfeika. A person doesn't put himself in a position of suffix. Aval iyodea mihavi nazir. I'm sorry. Aval iyodea mihavi nazir. Only if I find out what's gonna be, am I gonna be a nazir? But if something then after my declaration becomes undeterminable, I'm simply not gonna be a nazir. Okay, that's what Tosfos sets up the shita of Rav Yehuda decree. So
Okay, one second.
So that leaves our Mishnah now. That line of the Mishnah of Itir Lachor Veinu Nazir. So now we know that line of the Mishnah is going like Rav Yehuda, who's arguing obviously with Rabbi Shimon. Okay, good. Where does that leave us off right now? So, quickly to summarize. We've done this before, but it's just good. It's good now to get a basic idea, a summary of, basically, within the shitas of a person becoming a nazir. The way we can have it organized is that there's Rabbi Shimon, there's two Rabbi Yehudas. Okay? Let's start with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says a person makes a nazir and he connects it with a fact. With something that is, you know, a reality. Right now, we don't know the reality, but he connects it with a certain reality. And then that reality becomes undetermined. Okay? Like the example of the Cree, of the silo, where we can't measure because it's no longer there. Like our case over here, where the person is walking in our direction. I think it's so-and-so, but then he runs away. And I don't know. So Rabbi Shimon says, under such circumstances, even though you connect your Naziris with a fact, and even though that fact is never to be determined, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be a Nazir. Albeit besufik, but you're going to be a Nazir. That is one sheet amongst the Tanaim.
How does Rabbi Shimon deal with the Korban adjustment?
The Mishnah addresses that. The Mishnah says he's going to make it tonight. Okay, that is number one. Number two is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda as it relates to, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda decree. I'm going to put it in order. The Rabbi Yehuda decree. Rabbi Yehuda decree says as follows. If I make my Nazirus and I connect it with a fact, which I don't know yet, but I connect it with a fact. So, if we learn the facts afterwards and it turns out that I was right, you're going to be a Nazir. If, however, it becomes undeterminable, so Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda of the Cree, meaning Rav Yehuda decree just simply because we're connecting it with the case, so that Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that if it's undeterminable, you're not going to be a Nazir. But if it's determinable and you determined it, so then you are going to be a Nazir. And then finally we get, now you see it, and now finally we get to Rav Yehuda of the case of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. And he says like this, if you connect your Naziris with the fact that you don't yet know, you're not going to be a Nazir. And even if later you determine the facts, and even if you turn out to be right, you're simply not going to be a Nazir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfon, in the name B'Shem Rabbi Tarfon, your Naziris is only going to be effective if at the time when you make the Naziris, you're connecting it with something that you know is so. If you don't know it's so at the time, even if later you discover that it's so, and even if you're right, you're not going to be a Nazir. So that is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Decree, and Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem, Rabbi Tarfon. That is your three opinions. The Rambam assumes like Rabbi Yehuda, the middle position, right? The Rabbi Yehuda Decree. Where if you connect it with it, we connect it with a fact, and you later find out that you're right, so then you're going to be a Nazir. And if it's undeterminable, then you're not going to be a Nazir. So the Rambam takes himself and puts himself with Rabbi Yehuda decree.
What is the difference between the Rambam?
Again, you're asking me about the Tanai again. Right. I would assume that if you connect it with a Tanai. Right, but if it's a suffix and it's an undeterminable suffix, so then you're not going to be Nazir. Okay, Adkan, we'll stop over here tomorrow. We pick it up with the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. We'll finish the Perek. We'll start the sixth Perek tomorrow of the Masechta. We're now, I don't know about officially, but we're basically at the midpoint of the Masechta, having almost completed five Prakim. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to finish the Masechta. Is it? No, I think it's after Sukkos.
Yeah.
After Sukkos. You'll be here for the conclusion. Okay, Baruch Hashem. And Sota, this I looked up. Sota finishes on Chanukah. Yeah, I'm.